President Trump's travel ban on refugees and citizens of seven Muslim-majority nations is the subject of several lawsuits now. Several judges have issued orders that question the legality of parts of the ban. But if you think America has never seen anything like this ban, think again. In the 1800s, for example, there was the Chinese Exclusion Act. The U.S. government was worried that Chinese and other Asian migrants would take away jobs and undercut wages. Later, before and during World War II, Jewish refugees from Europe were blocked because Americans were scared they might be German sympathizers. So, in a sense, we've been there before.
We have been here before, but there's many things that the executive order does that is unprecedented.
That's Erica Lee, the director of the Immigration History Research Center at the University of Minnesota. She's part of a group of scholars working to put this travel ban in historical context.
So where we've been before, we have absolutely had a long history of banning immigrants, most notably the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882. Even that law, it explicitly barred laborers. It did allow for students, teachers, travelers, and diplomats and merchants to still come. So even that law, which we now recognize as one of the harshest immigration policies ever passed in U.S. history, was still more lenient than the all-out travel ban that the executive order now puts in place.
So with the Chinese Exclusion Act and what happened during World War II with those Jewish refugees, what do you think is the long-term impact that we were dealing with up until this point?
We're already beginning to see the consequences of these immigration policies. We know that historically speaking, when the U.S. has passed laws that seem to single out specific groups that target entire regions, that has damaged our international relations. The Chinese instituted a boycott of American goods in 1905. It's very clear that the exclusion of Japanese laborers strengthened the anti-American sentiment that Japan had leading up to World War II and could have been a factor in the decision to bomb Pearl Harbor.
And with either of those cases, how did the courts, the government, and Americans respond? Any parallels with now?
Yes and no. The Supreme Court did rule that it was within the constitutional right of the U.S. government to exclude certain foreigners who they believed would be a threat to the public good. That is why exclusion lasted for 61 years. And in fact, it started out as a temporary ban. What is different today is that those laws have been brushed from our books. The 1965 Immigration Act specifically banned discrimination in the issuing of government visas. So that is where the legal battle is right now in terms of what is possible.
Yeah, and I'm curious, were those other exclusions of foreigners also executive orders, or did they have support
no,
from Congress?
Absolutely not. All of these other immigration laws were either congressional acts, the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, diplomatic agreements, the gentleman's agreement with Japan in 1907, the Asiatic Barred Zone, which was part of the 1917 Immigration Act, passed almost 100 years ago, basically drew a big circle around Asia, banning immigrants from China, India, Burma, what was then Siam, Malay, Arabia, Afghanistan, an estimated 500 million people affected by
wow.
that ban. And that was later struck down.
So what lessons were learned from those previous acts that, shall we say, are not being applied now?
There's a number of lessons. One is the impact on our international relations. Singling out specific groups or specific regions have caused tensions between the U.S. and other countries. Another impact has been the really deep-rooted and long-term consequences on immigrants and Americans feeling like you are less than equal in the United States.
So, Erica, as you've watched this order from Donald Trump go into immediate effect and how it's interrupted plans and broken apart families who don't know when they'll see each other again, is there one story that you find especially noteworthy or instructive?
Absolutely. There's a little known example of hundreds of Filipinos who were on their way to the United States, sailing across the Pacific Ocean. The Philippines was still a colony of the United States when these several hundred Filipinos were traveling across to come to the United States and work. However, the U.S. Congress passed this law, granted nominal independence to the Philippines, and therefore changed Filipino status from colonial subjects who were not subject to any immigration laws. They changed their status to that of an alien who were subject to immigration laws. So these shiploads, about seven shiploads of Filipinos, are stuck in legal limbo. They left the Philippines before that law was passed, but when they arrived in San Francisco, Seattle, LA, that law had then become the law of the land. So what to do with them? Not unlike the situation that so many immigrants and travelers found themselves in at airports over the past weekend.
Yeah, same deal as now, just change a boat to a plane.
Right.
So the travel ban is in effect for 90 days. Do you have any hope that it will be lifted after 90 days? And do you believe Trump and his team are going to learn from this exercise and ultimately realize that the vetting in place is already very thorough?
It's unclear. The temporary ban is for 90 days. The refugee resettlement program with Syria is stopped indefinitely. So that is not something that there is a clear window for changing. I would like to point out as a historian that we've seen temporary bans become long-term bans. But I do think that all of the grassroots protest that really seems unprecedented in relationship to these executive orders and the international response is very promising in terms of having an impact on how long the bans will be in place and whether more countries will be added to the ban, which is part of the executive order.
Erica Lee, she's the director of the Immigration History Research Center at the University of Minnesota. Thank you very much for explaining this to us.
Thank you.